This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, May 24. Sexual immorality. A reading comes from Matthew chapter 5. You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. Ephesians 5, verse 3. Among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality. Years ago, I attended a conference where a well-known Christian speaker asserted that the largest problem faced by Western Christianity was the use of pornography. The statistics on pornography use within the Christian community are shocking. The harm done to individuals, families, congregations, and the wider church community is incalculable. It drives a wedge between married couples. It gives unrealistic expectations to youth, and riddled by guilt, many users hide from God rather than approaching Him for forgiveness. Throughout the Bible, God teaches the importance of faithfulness and warns that sexual immorality is harmful and destructive. It ruins relationships and destroys trust. It treats people like objects when they should be valued as image bearers of God. God uses the imagery of marriage to display the rich relationship of faithfulness that He wants with His people. God describes Himself as a husband to Israel and compares idolatry to spiritual adultery. Rather than hiding and ignoring pornography and other forms of sexual immorality among us, followers of Christ will do well to name these destructive influences, bring them into the light, and encourage healing to take place. May we seek to live in faithfulness for Jesus' sake. Pray with me. Holy God, we acknowledge our sin, especially in areas of sexual immorality. We ask for forgiveness and deliverance. Guide us to be faithful. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.